Hare Krishna. The logic of the finite does not limit the infinite. God is infinite, and his very infinitude makes him quite difficult for us finite beings to comprehend. And when we may see paradoxical statements about God in scripture, we may be tempted to dismiss it as illogical. So consider, for example, the Bhagavad Gita statements in 9.4 and 9.5. 9.4 states, Matsthani sarva bhutani jaham teshu avasthitaha mayatatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avasthitaha. It says, mayatatamidam sarvam, by me, Jagadavyakta Murtina, in my unmanifested form, the whole world is pervaded, the whole universe is pervaded. Matsthani Sarva Bhutani, all living beings are situated in me. Nachaham Teshva Vastitaha, but I am not situated in them. And then 9.5, the Gita states, Nacha Matsthani Bhutani, Pashyame Yogamaishwaram. Bhutabhrinnacha bhutastho mamatma bhutabhavana nacha matsthani bhutani. But all living beings are not situated in me. Pashyame yogamaishwaram. This is my mystic opulence, yogamaishwaram. Bhutabhrinnacha bhutastho. Bhutabhrin, although I am the maintainer of all living beings, nacha bhutastho, I am not situated in all living beings. Mamatma bhuta bhavana, I myself am the source of all living beings. So here we see two contradictory statements, matsthani sarva bhutani in 9.4c and nacha matsthani bhutani in 9.5a. So how are these two contradictory statements to be understood? So actually the understanding is that God is infinite. And we cannot apply the logic of the finite, and when the logic of the finite fails, we cannot dismiss the infinite as illogical. So even in a secular field such as mathematics, even material fields of knowledge such as mathematics, when it comes to infinite things, mathematicians recognize that the logic of the finite doesn't apply. For example, if we subtract one number from another number, if we say subtract 3 from 5, we get a definite result, that is 2. But consider if we subtract infinity from infinity. Now what result do we get? So suppose we consider the set of all natural numbers, which is infinite. And then we consider the set of all odd numbers, which is infinite. And we subtract the set of all odd numbers from the set of all natural numbers. The result we get is the set of all even numbers, which is also infinite. But suppose we subtract the set of all natural numbers above 2, from the set of all natural numbers. Then the set of all natural numbers is also infinite. The set of natural numbers of course is infinite. And here we subtract infinity from infinity, but we get the result 2. If we do the same thing for all natural numbers above 3, then we get the result of 3. So in this way, we can infinity minus infinity can give us any result from 1 to infinity. Now, how is this possible? This will seem illogical from the perspective of mathematics of the finite, where we have one number subtracted from another gives a specific third number. So the simple thing is, even in mathematics, when it comes to infinite things, the logic of the finite doesn't apply there. Similarly, we need to understand that God is not limited to a finite level of existence, and thus he can both sustain all living beings and not sustain all living beings. All living beings can rest him in and not rest him in also. Rest in him. How is that? Because God exists simultaneously, eternally in multiple manifestations. So here, for example, the manifestation of the Lord as Paramatma is his immanent manifestation. That is the manifestation sustains material existence, and that's what is referred to in 9.4, Matsthani Sarva Bhutani. But then there is a transcendental manifestation of the Lord, which is the Bhagavan manifestation. This Bhagavan is eternally transcendental to material existence, and Bhagavan is the Supreme Lord. So as Bhagavan is the Supreme Lord, the eternally transcendental Supreme Person, so He is, all living beings do not rest in Him because He resides in His spiritual abode. So by opening our intelligence, by not letting our intelligence be restricted by the logic of the finite, we can appreciate the glory of the infinite. And such open-minded appreciation of the glory of the infinite can strengthen and deepen our devotion for Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.